Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our episodes there. And if you make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook, and of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer, those are the best ways to stay informed of all the latest show updates. Ah, little Francis Albert. Good job, Dave. This is a good one. So a new Media Research Center story details how the mainstream media is neglecting two recent bombshell revelations dropped by the Associated Press and the New York Post, detailing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's sending over 9,000 elderly coronavirus patients back to their long-term care centers, and a recorded phone call where Cuomo's aide admits the administration intentionally worked to cover up the subsequent nursing home deaths. Joining us now to walk us through this story is Scott Whitlock. He's the associate editor for Newsbusters. Scott, it's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
So this is, you know, it's been bizarre. I know the finally, you know, the big three cable networks have started covering this, but the first story came from the Associated Press. They found that Cuomo had sent over, like I said, 9,000 elderly coronavirus patients back to their long-term care centers, far more than they first originally claimed they did. And then the second story came in from a recorded phone call obtained by the Post, where an aide admits the administration intentionally covered up nursing home deaths. The key part, however, in this whole thing that you guys have compiled is that none of the broadcast networks originally covered this, correct?
Right, that's correct. We've been covering how they've been covering it or not covering it, as the case may be, since last spring when this really started to bubble up. And it's just been again and again and again where they haven't wanted to cover it, or they give it very little coverage. In just the past 10 days or so, there's been kind of revelation after revelation. And what we're seeing is just a little bit of coverage here and there. From Friday through Tuesday, ABC gave it about a minute total in their evening and morning news coverage, and they covered it again on this past Tuesday, but then they dropped it again. And look, Andrew Cuomo was kind of portrayed as the golden boy of COVID response in 2020. And they really tried to contrast him to Donald Trump, who they said was terrible, and Cuomo is the model. So I think they're really desperately trying to avoid having to go back and say, boy, look at this. This is really a disaster.
Yeah, the model who ended up, you know, covering up deaths. Well, that's easy to be the model when you're covering up and falsifying data. According to one of Cuomo's aides, the administration's reason for covering up nursing home deaths was entirely corrupt and self-serving, basically, that they were fearing the truth would, quote, be used against them by federal prosecutors, right? I mean, that's why they were doing it, was they didn't want to go to prison.
I think that's called saying the quiet part loud.
Right, yeah.
You know, when you kind of inadvertently say what the truth is. Yeah, they wanted to avoid a political scandal. And so, as you pointed out, it's not just that the 9,000 dead, because the number has kind of gone up and gone up from what we originally thought last year when that was bad enough. But it's the fact that they did it, and then the fact that they covered it up and tried to suppress the truth, which, again, with Donald Trump or any other Republican, we see this, you know, it becomes a complete scandal. And with Andrew Cuomo, who wrote a book last May praising his handling of this, they have had to be dragged kicking and screaming to this story. And we see, you know, look, you hear the Democrats and Republicans in New York talking about stripping his emergency powers. There's talk of impeachment. I'm not saying that's going to go anywhere, but this is serious stuff, and they're just slowly being forced to cover it.
Well, and Melissa DeRosa, who is the secretary to the governor, actually went so far recently to blame the cover-up on President Trump. I mean, that's obviously, they blame Donald Trump for everything, much like the previous administration used to blame Bush. That's typically what Democrats do, is blame Republicans. But, I mean, this is, you got, during a recent press conference last week, Cuomo went so far as to say that people asking questions about New York nursing homes are being, quote, cruel to the public health professionals who dedicated their lives to public health service, and, quote, don't deserve political attacks and unfounded, unscrupulous attacks, seeing as how New York follows the science. I mean, so now it's cruel to even question the data. Now, if you even ask, you're being cruel.
Right. And again, it just comes back to how badly this makes not just the news media, but the celebrity entertainment media, which gave him an Emmy. How bad this makes them look for the way they fawned over this guy. And I think, honestly, part of the reason a lot of this is coming out is because Andrew Cuomo, reportedly, in the way he treats people, Republicans and Democrats, he's a bully.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have some Democrats in that state who don't like him. You have the Democratic Attorney General, who has been instrumental in getting a lot of this information out. And I think that's where his bullying ways really rub a lot of people, including Democrats, the wrong way. And I think that's where a lot of this is kind of finally dripping out into the media.
We're talking with Scott Whitlock from Newsbusters. I know that now CNN has finally begun to cover the story. His brother over CNN has basically been told you can no longer have your brother on, which I always thought was convenient, to say the least, that he could have his brother on to give him lip service. But it took them days to start even covering this story, and even when they did, he was throwing him softball questions. But finally now even CNN is starting to cover the story, correct?
Yeah, that's true. On Sunday, Jake Tapper, to his credit, really did a pretty hard-hitting story. But these things are kind of half kudos, because it's great that Tapper's doing it, and Tapper did it well. But the whole network feels compromised by their connection to Andrew Cuomo and the fact that they have Chris Cuomo on the air. This is a huge story, and you can't just say, well, Chris Cuomo is not going to talk about his brother. He's not going to talk to his brother, because, you know, it's so much bigger than that. And we've seen just how CNN up until now has really not wanted to cover it. It's really embarrassing for them, because, you know, they're supposed to be covering the news regardless of whether it affects the Democratic governor of New York and his brother.
Yeah. Well, I think they got to a point where they had to do it. It's not like this is, I mean, you guys point out the lack of journalistic integrity in these networks all the time. This is one of those situations where they just couldn't deny it anymore. They couldn't hide it, so they were forced to cover the story. It's just unfortunate that it took them so long. They were drug into it kicking and screaming. Scott, thank you for joining us, my friend. I've shared links to the MRC story on this on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want to read more of this or watch the clips, they can find them at newsbusters.org, correct?
Yeah, newsbusters.org, and you follow us on Twitter at newsbusters.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for joining us, and thank you for exposing this stuff, because, like I said, unless they get drug into it, they're not, the media is not really reluctant at best to do it. So I appreciate you guys keeping them honest, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, Amy Seipel, president of the Kansas Advanced Practice Nurses Association, is going to be with us to try and explain why there's such an opposition in Topeka to the current APRN bill, considering the fact that 83% of Kansas counties are experiencing a primary health care shortage. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.